Hey everyone, Dark Brew here from thebrewhall.com and The Brew Hall on Twitter, and you are about to listen to part 3 of the Hunting Party Podcast, episode 200, Grand Finale. Be sure you've downloaded and listened to parts 1 and parts 2 before listening to part 3, so that you're not lost or confused in what's been happening prior to this. Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy part 3.
Okay.
Yeah, I know if there's a limit to how many folks can be in here. So we're.
I think 10 is the hangout limit.
I didn't realize. I thought it was way more than that. I didn't think we were going to have any issues.
But it might be. Okay, let me correct
that's
that.
Fine. That's fine. So what we need to invite some folks hangouts. Back. And
familiar. He's kicking people off. I think he got Marisha too. But yeah.
Feel free to invite her back too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Tell you
absolutely.
What.
Absolutely.
I do want to do the in-game giveaways.
We should do the giveaway. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. So if you are listening, here's what I would like everyone to do. For Michelle's pick your own pet. You are going to do a roll, and the person recording the rolls is Mini Bella. That's Minibella. So now and in the next like 10 minutes, only if you're in Karanos and you're there and you can confirm that you're there and you're in our little hangout, make sure you do a roll. She's going to be tabulating the rolls, and then we'll announce the winner in a little bit here. That will be for, and we'll get your information a little bit later, and we'll get that sent to you. And I would like to do something slightly different for the Alter Egg Brew Pup.
Just remember, too, it's out of 1 out of 100, and if you get 100, but you're trumped by 69, the 69 wins.
Yes, 100 wins unless there's a 69.
So. And actually, I have a question on that. Wasn't 69 the first episode that Michelle Morrow appeared on the Hunting Party podcast?
I think it was. Was it 69? I
believe it was.
Well done, Frost, for remembering. Yes. Everyone went to the sexual place, but all of you were kind of wrong.
We're kind of wrong?
Yeah.
That would have been a big deal.
If you're uncomfortable, you should drink.
I'm less uncomfortable than I was earlier when Frosttime said he would be in my harem, but I'm still a little uncomfortable.
Let me in your harem, and then you'll know what comfort feels like.
Oh, good Lord. So, make sure you're sending that to. So for the Alter Egg Brew Pup giveaway, here's
the Alter Egg Wreck. What?
We're not drink.
Wait, isn't that what it sounded like with the Sylvanas helm and Big Red Giddy?
By the way, I have Michelle's first episode is actually 57, but she was our guest on episode 69.
I thought 69 was the first.
No, 57.
I thought it was 69, too.
You don't start with 69. That's, you've got to be together for a little while first.
I think Michelle and I are right, and Dark Brew, who
has
the information on hand. What episode did you say was her first? Because I'm looking this information up.
I'm going to say 57 was her first episode.
Sounds about right.
I need to go to Hunting Party Podcast.
Could you type a little harder?
I'm pulling up the show notes from episode 57, and here's a line that says, "Today we have an incredible
Michelle
show planned
Morrow
for you today."
Special episode 57.
Actress, hunter, guild leader Michelle Morrow is here. We'll do chat room Q&A and read email.
What year was that?
Yeah, it was a year.
It was November the 6th, 2010.
Jesus Christ.
I'm a pack rat, a data pack rat especially. I've got all the show notes from as far back as we possibly go. It's ridiculous.
Wow. That's awesome. High five. My God. No, don't you guys all remember that helm? That was one of my, I think, episode 100 with Big Red Kitty.
It wasn't even the funniest moment of that episode. I think it was one of our funniest Hunting Party
ever?
Podcast moments ever. Yes, it's definitely up there.
So, Michelle, could you describe this moment for all the listeners who missed it?
I think Big Red Kitty should. He hasn't said anything for a while.
I'm still thinking about how. Anyway, I probably shouldn't say that. But yeah.
So Bella is in the process of taking roles, and
that's right. Episode 69 was the first time we played the drinking game.
Ah.
Because, in fact, the little description says, this episode, we invite Michelle Morrow back. Then all hell breaks loose.
Sounds about right.
And I think Eurypius had to edit it like fucking crazy because I swore a lot.
So that was the first time you quote, let Frostheim win, right?
Yeah.
I don't think there was a distinct winner that time.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I did pass out and threw up, so.
Like, I thought that was episode 100. Yeah, that was 100.
You were wasted on that one. Yeah, I beat you on that one.
No, you didn't.
In real life. I beat you in real life.
Wait, when did you beat me at drinking in real life?
When I first met you.
I don't remember this at all.
Well, I drank more than you.
Well, it was probably at one of the BlizzCons, which I believe you recorded. Okay, did you go to two BlizzCons, Frost, or one?
I first met Michelle Morrow at BlizzCon at the WoW Insider Party, like at the very end of the WoW Insider Party.
And I walked up to her.
She was one in a long line of people.
Oh, yeah.
I'm serious, there was a line.
Oh, my God. Yeah, huge line. It was like, you know, everybody got in a line to meet Frost, you know, get his autograph and stuff. And then he like immediately rushed off as soon as someone whispered over and he goes, Ghostcrawler wants to talk to you. And he's like, I'll be right back.
That's great. See, this is the greatest thing about the fact that Ghostcrawler has left Blizzard is for the first time I can actually talk about talking to Ghostcrawler.
Yeah.
Like the entire time. You know, when I, like, the first time Ghostcrawler emailed me and, you know, chatting back and forth and us, like, you know, me texting him to set up our accidental bumping into each other at BlizzCon.
See, I'm so glad I brought my galoshes because I knew it was going to get really wet in here. Frost is free to talk about his fandom with Ghostcrawler. Yeah. I hope we all have got waterproof boots on in one form or another.
No, that even killed me when I was writing my like farewell blog post on Warcraft Hunters Union. I'm talking about like, oh, and here were some great moments, and I'm like, yep, nope, I can't talk about that. I don't want to get Ghostcrawler in trouble. And I just realized now, I'm like, oh yeah, I can actually talk about, you know.
It was so annoying because we'd come on into the podcast and Frost would be like, oh my God, I got this great email from Ghostcrawler and this is what he said and we can't talk about any of this. Like, well, you know, what good is that? Yeah, maybe I know and I have access to that information, but what's the point?
Yeah, it was actually, I was writing for WoW Insider and I wrote, actually, this was funny. I got two emails about this, one from BRK. So I wrote, it was one of those, this happened several times, one of those, I'm like, I have no idea what to write. I've got nothing, there's no news, that I'm like, I'm going to write, and then I think the actual idea was, I'm going to try to come up with the article title that is going to get the most people to read it. I'm like, an interview with Ghostcrawler. And then I'm like, I write this fake interview with Ghostcrawler, which then BRK emails me, he's like, you know, I did that first. I did that way back when.
Well, BRK's they caused a lot more controversy too. Yours was hilarious, but I don't remember anyone like turning code on you like they did when they thought you were anti-Beastmaster.
But I when the editors like nerfed the heck out of that article. For the most part,
They did?
Yeah, for the most part, they were really hands off. But I wrote that, and I'm like, yes, it's like Frostheim interviews Ghostcrawler, and then like, you know, it was really like obvious that I wasn't really interviewing Ghostcrawler to the extent. But they were like, nope, you need to explicitly say right here that you haven't actually talked to Ghostcrawler. This isn't Ghostcrawler. Then they're like, yep, and we're going to put it in the title of the article. And yeah, they nerfed that a lot, which I think dampened the humor. But in the article, you know, I had this thing like, you know, oh, I've never actually talked to Ghostcrawler, I've never exchanged emails with him, I've never any of this. And then like the next day I get this email from Ghostcrawler where he quotes that and he says, fixed. And then he's like, oh no, but seriously, and it's like, here's my email address, please don't share it with anyone, but you know, if you have any questions, if you have suggestions, feel free to shoot them by me. And then it was awesome. Then like, it's periodically I would shoot like, hey, you know, this is going on. Sometimes it was even stuff that I was like, hey, a lot of people are talking about this, you guys might want to like address that or mention it. And then And I have to tell you, it is remarkable the kind of hours that Ghostcrawler worked slash answered his Blizzard email. I mean, it's like, it doesn't matter. It's like Sunday night at 7 p.m. And of course, I'm writing a blog post because that's what I do. Or I'm doing math or investigating something. I'm like, oh, Ghostcrawler this. And like, bam, reply right back. he was a hardworking dude.
Splash Zone.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, we have a winner. We have a winning roll for Michelle's pick your own pet giveaway. It was a winning roll of 94, not 69, and it's Ruticulous.
Ridiculous. I'm Beth in game. B-E-T-T-H.
Yeah, we're getting his email so that we can send him the details. So for the Ultra Egg, that's for the first of two giveaways. The second giveaway is actually for the Ultra Egg Brew Pup, and we're doing something a little bit different here. So I'm currently standing at the entranceway to Ironforge. The first person to get here without flying, so you have to be on a ground mount or running, to high-five my pet, wins the Ultra Egg Brew Pup. Go, go, go. And this is on a 20-second delay, so I got a little bit of a wait. My pet that I have out right now is Bill Nye the Science Cat.
That was squeaking?
Yeah, what is that squeaking?
Uh-oh, wait a minute, sorry.
That's Dagon.
Ruticulous and Harold also rolled a 94. Okay, so we're having a reroll, sorry. So that's for the first one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, no, I apologize for the squeaking. That is my bird, Dagon, who is really excited at the
Dagon?
We're talking.
I think that's a drink. I think that's a drink.
Yeah.
Wait, we have to...
Happy Party Podcast without pets.
We have to drink for Dagon?
Yeah, and he actually, you guys, Matt and Marisha taught him to say, pew, pew.
It's pretty awesome.
So, is he a parrot, or what kind of bird is that?
He's a green cheek conure, which is like a small parrot, and he's a pain in the ass, and he's adorable, and he's saying a lot of phrases that are really nerdy, and it's great.
Yeah.
What buff is he giving us?
Okay, apparently, I guess the live cast caught up because there was a giant exodus from Karanos.
You know, I read something recently, and I thought, like, the best thing to teach your parrot to say was, like, help, I've been turned into a parrot. And I thought, that's awesome. And I agreed with that. That'd be the point.
So Bill Nye the Science Cat just got, like, two dozen, within 5 seconds, just got two dozen high fives. But Final Stand is our winner of the high five contest. You are the winner of an Alter Act Brew Pup.
Well done.
Send your information to me. Just send me a whisper with your email information. I'll get that forwarded along to you. So a bunch of people. I mean, it was literally like 12 people in the first 2 or 3 seconds. So it was very, very close. Thag, you came in second. Kel Duel, this is the Kel Duel that's been on the show before, came in third, that we mentioned earlier. So yeah, just send me a telling game. And then Bella's having a roll off between Harold and Ruticulous to see who wins. Who wins the other pet. So we'll get your information. We'll get that sent off to you. Congratulations. You guys can all go back to Karanos now. That was awesome. Just seeing like 80 people run at me and try to high-five my pet.
All right, well, you know what? I feel like we need to start getting to some Q&A.
Yes.
We're a little over two hours into the show.
I can't believe how fast it's going by.
Wait, round table?
Round table.
What round table?
Round table discussion topics. What was your favorite in-game WoW moment?
Oh, I think let's hit some Q&A and get back to it. Because I would just really hate, especially email. We need to make sure this is our last chance to catch up on email.
This is true.
And I'm just saying that I don't know if you guys like got better about this after I retired, but we like always had a queue.
Not much better. A little bit.
Except whenever Euripides missed a show, I seem to recall that Dark and I always caught up on email. Because Euripides and I weren't sniping at each other the whole time.
That's right.
Okay. Until you find some question, I have a question of my own.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible to get some sound track or whatever of the intro that you guys play at the start of the show.
Yeah, that's the number one question that we get. We still get it today. Where can people get the Hunter song?
This is where you can download it.
Is so awesome!
Yeah.
Oops. One sec. I'm pretty sure I know it, but let me double check. Okay. So you can download it from audacity.sourceforge.net, and that will give you a program that can record sound off of YouTube.
You know what you can do too? You can just
swipe it off of YouTube.
Yeah, and go to OutDPS, find episode 18. That's the first episode I think we used it for the Hunting Party podcast, but in the very beginning of the show, we actually played the entire song, so you can swipe it from there too.
Oh, sure, and you can just like edit the show to chop out everything but the song, and there you
exactly,
go.
Exactly. So it's the song that's in its entirety.
That's excellent advice there. Yeah, there's various legal reasons that honestly I probably won't get in trouble if I just put it up for download, but I don't want to take the chance. It was a whole complicated, convoluted story, which the short version is a guildmate was like, hey, I came up with this cool techno song. Listen. And I'm like, that's awesome.
I think that's technical difficulties, by the way.
What is? I don't know.
Technical difficulties.
Past technical difficulties do not count. If we had to drink for every technical difficulty the podcast has had in its 199 previous episodes. What just happened?
No, we're having them right now, or am I just having them? Am I having technical difficulties?
I think you need to drink, Michelle.
Yeah, I think it's just you.
I think maybe Michelle's just had too much to drink.
I have so much, so much to do today.
But keep in mind too, the I'm a Hunter is just one song. There's several others out there that I believe you can download. Can you get them all on iTunes now? All the Hunter songs?
Oh God, no, they're not on iTunes. But if you go to YouTube, if you go to the Warcraft Hunters Union YouTube channel, there's a whole like channel just of Hunter songs, and I think everything except for the I'm a Hunter song has a download link in the description.
And I mean, what did we have? We had I Won't Miss You there. What were
the
songs?
There's the Boom Diada.
Boom Diada was, I love that one, just because we brought in people from all over the Hunter community to participate.
And we even got Ghost Crawler to participate in that one. So there's the I Won't Miss You, there was the
Pet.
The Big Red Pet song.
There was the Hunter Open collab with Balthazar. So that was, I think it was like something had already been created, but we added some lyrics to it or something.
Yeah, somebody had basically created the song and like recorded half of it and then left it for other people to record the other half.
There was the Boom Diada song. Hunters Are Just Awesome. The Boom Diada song.
Yeah, and then the one other was the
Till the Server Shut Down. Yeah.
It was the big Pet Lovin' song. Which, it's funny, because, I originally had another lyric in the chorus about, like, loving your pet, but not like that. But I eventually took it out. And hey, look at that! The I'm a Hunter song, the one that Roger Brown is asking about, has, in fact, exceeded 1 million views on YouTube.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Okay, the chat room posted... Okay, never mind. They just posted a YouTube to MP3 converter, of which there are several.
You just Google that and you'll get a site to do that in no time.
We used to get that question all the time, so Frosttime finally had to make a post that simply says, "We cannot give you the song. If you can find a way, hint hint, you'll have to get it on your own."
So I sent the Brewpup already. I sent the email to Final Stand. We're getting the information for the role. Looks like... Okay, yeah. Harold beat Ruticulus in the roll-off, 43-5. And so we have the information there. I'm going to post it so that Michelle can send that off. So congratulations, guys, and... Those are the end of our giveaways, but stick around in Karanos. We might be doing something in a little bit.
Yep, and Banya, who's in the chat room, by the way, check your email or chat. We love to chat with you a little bit too and have you on this final episode.
Yeah, Banya, we're trying to make up for the episode that I missed by getting you in the hangout. But in the meantime, I'm totally just going to hijack the thread here and move to listener email, because I strongly feel that on our final episode, we should finally answer all of the user emails.
Although I have the user email, that goes back a few years.
My favorite listener email ever, and I don't even remember what it was, but I remember there was some episode where somebody had like a funny little snarky comment about like us ever answering the email, and I was like, oh, okay, well, screw that, we're not answering this episode, and we just like didn't answer his thing for like another 10 episodes. Did you remember that one?
I do remember that. It was Dan the Email Man, we sort of referred to him as, and he sent us that, and we just...
Oh, that's Dan the Email Man?
I believe so.
Oh, yeah. My God. Well, our first listener email today on the final episode of the Hunting Party Podcast is from Dan, the Email Man. It's my favorite email ever. Writes with goodbyes and some questions. And he says, "Dear Hunting Party Podcast peeps past and present." He's a big fan of alliteration, is Dan. "I have spent my travel time during the holidays catching up on all of the podcasts I haven't had time to listen to, with real life priorities getting in the way. So let me recount." See what I did there? "All of my thoughts regarding the past year. Number one, I was saddened to see Frostheim and Euripides leave the show. Your insight, informative view on hunter happenings, and humorous antics made the show fun to listen to while giving us great insight into our class. Thank you so much for all you've done for us." Aw, that was nice. Number two, "Thanks Arth and Darkbrew for endeavoring to keep the podcast alive and running. You guys do an awesome job of keeping us informed and entertaining us all the while." Oh, number three, "Thanks to Ollie for her show notes, antics, moderations over the course of her tenure on the show, and the addition of lore mastery." Number four, "Nerf warlocks, they don't deserve capitalization."
Yeah, I agree with that.
Number five, "A big thanks to BRK, Michelle, Zahara, and all the other special guests over the years. You've brought much laughter and added so much to the show." Number six, really, Nerf Warlocks. And last but not least, number seven, "A huge thanks to all you fellow hunters, you paragons of Pew Pew, for being the community that you are. You make this class more than just a character in a game. You make us a brother/sisterhood of players that doesn't just strive for ratings on the meters, but a band of brothers and sisters who love our class and our pets and the game we play, and come together to better all hunters and share in the events that show WoW players how this game can be so much more than just raids and arenas. As emails usually contain a question for the hosts, I'll ask just one loaded question. What should a hunter who has been out of the game for the last 6 months or so do to prepare for the new expansion, LFR notwithstanding? Thank you again, hosts, guests, and fellow hunters, for all that you've done, and I wish you all prosperity in your real lives and happy hunting in the new year. Sincerely, Sathian, Grizzly Hill Server, a.k.a. Dan. Yes, Ollie, that Dan. Better late than never."
Aww. Yeah, well, also drink because of the Nerf Warlocks.
Oh, drink.
All right.
Well, I think it's obvious the answer to his last question is the best way for new hunters to prepare for the expansion, if this podcast is any indication, is drink heavily.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, we try very hard to set a good example for new and aspiring hunters.
Yeah, exactly.
And so if you follow our example, you cannot possibly fail. I mean, an honest answer is, right now, there's not a whole ton you can do to prepare for the next expansion, because come the next expansion, you'll replace all of your gear anyway.
Yeah.
So just, you know,
you can't hang out time of file and have fun. Can't put a lot.
If you're not tipsy, if you're not tipsy by halfway through the raid, you're doing it wrong. So,
I think the one thing you need to do right now is to emotionally prepare yourself by spending some quality time with your favorite pets, because you'll never see them again in Warlords.
Why do you say that?
That all depends how the balance works out.
Because Roger wants to play without his pet.
Oh, that's right. He wants to play without the pet.
He wants to play with himself.
Actually,
and drink. I'm a little uncomfortable.
I don't want to sacrifice my pet after I've gotten to know and love them.
Yeah.
I actually have a pet which I tamed when I was level 30 or 40. You know that the pet from what is it? Not Burning Steps. Was it Regid's Mountains or something? You know that cat that had the faster attack speed.
Oh yeah, Talon, yes. Black yeah, Talon.
Broken Tooth, I believe.
Broken Tooth.
Yeah. Yes, from the Badlands. Yeah.
Badlands. Yeah.
And I still have this 1.0 pet.
Attack speed. Oh.
Yeah.
I still have the pig I tamed at level 10, and I try to use him whenever I can. I
still raid with my very first pet. It's a Red Lynx from the Blood Elf starting zone
before I
killed myself into an undead character. But at that time, and I named it Meow, and he's named after my cat Azrael, who sits next to me while I raid. So it's like my little familiar, and he raids with me still to this day.
Which is a problem.
He also has an in-game NPC. The what?
It's a problem whenever he dies in a battle because it's like a serious circumstance. Like Michelle just is there crying, and we're like, "Okay, it's not real."
No.
That's
true.
So our next
Wait,
email.
So one serious answer to his question though is there is the weapon you can get from Garrosh.
Oh yeah.
That's the countdown.
Right.
That will be good till 100, right?
Yeah.
Yep, the BOA weapon that, you know... In a,
like an heirloom item or something, yeah.
Exactly what it is, yeah.
I got it actually 2 weeks ago.
Now, do you have the heroic version of that, or...?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm glad we had a serious answer to that, because, you know, everything that came before it was not exactly
helpful.
You're
blaming me, right, for the math.
Yeah. Well, and to be fair, there's... Actually, hey, wait a minute, I think we have to drink. I think Zahara just corrected us with the maths.
Yep.
Drink.
I'm on my. I had 2 12 ounce beers and I'm on a pint right now and. It's starting to affect me. Our next email comes from Morgatho. I want to extend my thanks to the WHU and Hunting Party podcast for making me into the elite hunter I am today. Back when I started playing in mid-BC, I was terrible. I was gemming Int and Stam, oh my goodness, and didn't know anything really about the hunter class, clearly. After getting chewed out by the GM at the time for being just plain suck, I went on a Google search for some help. I found the WHU, and with it I have gone from a hunter idiot to a member of the core raiding team to the GM of the guild. Congratulations,
wow.
Dude.
Wow, that's a turnaround story.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. So while I'm sad to see it end, I am happy that I've been able to be a part of the community that the WHU represents so long, and thanks for all the tips. Morgatho of the Horde, the Evocati U.S. Laughing Skull. Cool.
For the Horde!
Or the Lokar Ogar, bitches. Argent Lamb, which is us goodbye, he says, "Dear Hunting Party Podcast, I just like to open with a fond farewell." I wasn't going to read the whole thing in that voice. "I wouldn't be playing a hunter for this long if it hadn't been for podcasts like this one, and I am thankful for it that I am more thankful for it than I can say. I do my very best to catch the podcast live and give my farewells properly, but on the off chance I don't manage it, I hope this will do." On to the Warlord's comment?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the highlight of the new expansion for me is always the class changes, so I can see what I have to look forward to on a personal level. But as Warlords hasn't offered anything so far, well, it's offered a little bit, I thought I'd speculate a bit on what the talents reveal and what will be happening to the class. Oh, she links to, like, a blog? Is that it? Alright. I didn't realize what I was getting into when I read this one.
I haven't read that blog post either, by the way, but whatever.
There is a blog post. Yeah, I'll be happy to post it up at some point. But yeah, thank you, Argent Lamb. We appreciate it. BRK.
BRK had a question. I'm interested in this one, too.
I love your cooking articles on dphowl.com. I had no idea these existed, but now I'm really excited. What happened to them? Thanks. Hook Tree of War Dogs of Kazmodan. He adds for the Horde, which is an awesome theme of these emails. BRK, what's up?
Well, I had dphowl.com, and it was hosted through HostMonster. And then they got all squirrely, so I dumped them. And I transferred everything over to GoDaddy, but the transfer didn't go well, so I lost it all.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, but I still do lots and lots. Facebook makes blogging so much harder.
Yeah.
Because with Facebook, you use your phone, you take a picture, you write something, you're done. Whereas with blogging, you actually sat down and put some thought into it. So when I do, like tonight I'm doing barbecue. I'm doing four different types of meat on the barbecue, and how you marinate the chicken in order to get it nice and wonderful, that's something I need to write about. But all I'll do is I'll take a picture on the grill, put it on Facebook, and I'm done. So that's I really should dump Facebook because it's an awful, awful thing. It ruins everything.
I also just want to point out that I just got a whisper from Little Yeti in game who commented that vodka was a terrible idea for the drinking game.
Oh, we apologize for anyone who's... Yeah.
I have to say, I've used vodka several times during the drinking game. In fact, in episode 100, I indiscriminately mixed back and forth between vodka, whiskey, and Jägermeister.
I've been doing a mix of homebrewed beer and scotch, some good Johnny Walker. So it's been rough on me, but
I've been doing Colorado Bulldogs, but I do have the Jägermeister here for when things start to get a little crazy.
Yeah, I remember that 100th episode. Afterwards, we all went out to dinner, and it must have been like, at best, 50 degrees out at night, and you guys wanted to sit outside, the Canadians and the Minnesotans, and I was like, I did it, and I survived, but man, that was tough.
All right, for me. I do want to rifle through listener Q&A here. We have some cool stuff here.
Did we get all the emails done?
We're going to get through all of it, don't worry.
Well, we have one more. Let's read one. This is from Akdeus, okay. Who's a longtime listener and also a guildie of mine and over in Swartor, the other game. but he says, guys, thanks for everything. It sucks the show is ending, but I understand why. All the years and memories, but the one thing that brought me back to WoW was the show. I would leave but still listen to the show. Mm. The show would make me miss my hunter, and I would come back. Thanks for everything. Akdeus.
You know, I mean,
fun guy. He's a good chef. I think he's a professional chef over in San Diego, by the way. So.
I can say the same thing. If it wasn't for the community and the podcast and the WHU, like I would have stopped playing WoW years ago. The Hunter community kept me going, and I think that's been a theme of a lot of the comments that I've received on this in emails. And I put a few of them up in listener Q&A. The people that sent me stuff or that posted stuff on the WHU, and that's really one of the themes is either I would have been a lot worse of a hunter if it wasn't for you guys, or I wouldn't have even been playing if it wasn't for you guys, because it was really these community events that kept everyone together and kept it going, and that was a big draw for me too. I probably would have been done a while ago too if it wasn't for that. So I, you know, it's really a testament to, you know, I don't know all of these people, I've never met any of these people, but we're a community, and I still feel like we're a community, and that's really cool.
All right, so Q&A, listener Q, that was all the emails, right?
Yep.
Okay, so we are officially declaring the Hunting Party podcast inbox clear, empty, and done.
Yep, we sure are.
Cheers, I'll drink to that.
I will drink to that as well.
But we're not done answering questions from our great listeners out there. We have no show without them.
Right.
Although, we want to go straight to the Q&A, or do we want to go back and do Ollie's roundtable?
This was actually the roundtable that I set up. We can jump to whatever we think is best. Let's do the Q&A. I want to make sure everyone gets heard that wrote in. Duskwander writes, is there any way to listen to BRK's old podcasts?
Good question. They are still on iTunes, believe it or not.
Woohoo!
Okay. So they've got no delete button up at Apple, do they?
What do we search for on
Big Red
Kitty? On
iTunes? Okay. It's all there. They're all awesome. There, and they're still as relevant today as they were then. No, they're not.
I was thinking probably not, but I'm going to let it go. I wasn't going to say anything.
Well, I would say this: probably relevant, no, but entertaining, yes. Well,
yeah.
So.
No, I'm going to go back and listen to some of those because, yeah, I really came in at the tail end of that too, and I jumped in at the WHU, and I was only vaguely aware of the BRK stuff. So I'm going to go back and listen to a bunch of those as well.
Yeah, the information is useless,
right?
But the soundtrack, it's lining up the getting the actual sounds out of Warcraft for the dwarves celebrating, and then raising its level at the right time and lowering it. The technical stuff behind it, I still think, is very, very cool, because I'm a writer, I'm not an audio engineer, so getting to do that was a lot of fun. The actual me yammering on while I'm sitting alone in the basement with the door closed and the lights out, you can skip over that. But if you really want to listen to something funny, and you haven't heard it before, get the Who Podcast 100th episode and go to the T-minus 12-minute mark. 12 minutes left in the show. That's where you start playing it. And you will get to hear Frostheim, and you'll get to hear, oh my God, Michelle is the funniest woman on the planet at the T-minus 12-minute point. Yeah. You got to hear that. Yeah. It's, that was so awesome.
Oh my God.
Okay,
we're saving this.
Yeah, I'm not even.
Academy Award Day. One day we figured, you know, you'd be up there in the Academy Awards, and we'll whip these out for whatever entertainment magazines and things exist.
That's right. We will whip it out. We will definitely whip it out, everyone.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I want to thank you, the Warcraft Hunters Union.
So, Junies writes, for how long will the huntingpartypodcast.com stay open after the show stops? And I think that answer is indefinitely, correct?
Yeah, well, I have no plans to you know, so right now the full complement of episodes is stored out on OutDPS. So depending on how long Euripides wants to keep OutDPS.com in place, what I plan to do over time here is put everything up on the YouTube.
Which is forever, basically.
So that should just be there forever. So the idea is to make this stuff available for you guys.
This is good. Okay, so I got some good news. I'm, like, looking up all of my different hosting accounts to see which websites are on which accounts. And, in fact, the Hunting Party Podcast is on an account that I use for a crap ton of other things, including my primary email address. Which means until, like, the site gets hacked and it's not worth my time to fix it, or the site gets corrupted and it's not worth my time to fix it, it'll still be there.
Yeah, yeah. So the same can be said for the WHU. The WHU will be up indefinitely. It won't be getting updated at this point. The WHU Guild will continue to exist. Neither Frost nor I has really had a ton to do with that in the past. That's kind of self-sustaining at this point. The podcast will be up on YouTube eventually. Right now they're still on the huntingpartypodcast.com. They're still on outdps.com. So all of these aren't going anywhere. It's just the things that are closing down are not going to be updated from this point on.
Right.
So, but keep in mind that they're still going to be available.
Yeah, and over time, a lot of the information in those episodes it's already outdated in many circumstances.
Right, yeah. Which is why there's a lot of cleanup I have to do on the WHU to make sure people know that visit it that, hey, this isn't being updated anymore, here's the places you can go, and any of the major links that they'll have stuff that says, you know, go elsewhere, this is outdated, you know as of Mists of Pandaria.
If anybody wants to spend a ridiculous amount of time on a crazy project, what might be fun, and in my younger years I would have done this, but there's no way I'm going to do this now. What might be fun is to go through all of the old Hunting Party podcasts and edit out anything that's actually about how to play your hunter. Well, because that's the stuff you don't care about anymore. It's
good
all
Lord.
Outdated.
No, let's stop it right here, because nobody's ever doing that. Let's be honest. Nobody's ever doing that.
I don't know.
That's a lot of work.
That stuff might be worth doing for certain choice episodes.
Do a best of video.
That's what I'm saying. Like, let's pull. Like, I don't remember what happened at T-minus 12 minutes in episode 100. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you that I'm going to be going to check it out.
Before we go to some of these other comments, I want to welcome our latest guest to the hangout here, a former guest on the show and a real-life zoologist that we've had on, Banya. Welcome back.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
Banya!
All right, excellent.
Yeah, it was. If you guys haven't heard the show, I can't remember exactly what episode it was. I want to say it was in the 180s, maybe 170s. It was after I came on, and I was one of the hosts on the show at the time. It was a really fun show where we talked to Banya at length about what she does working with rhinos in real life and all the work that she's done in WoW, cataloging the different animals available and taking screenshots of them. And it's a really comprehensive website. What's the website again, Banya?
It is wowbiology101.com. So it's kind of like you're taking a class, like Wow Biology 101.
And that'll be up on the Hunter resource list. It's a great place to go to just either learn about animals in general, in real life, learn about animals in WoW, and learn about different things that you might be able to tame, too. So yeah, it's great to have you jump back on. And I wanted to make sure we mentioned you've been lurking here for the last five to 10 minutes, and I didn't want to just, you know, let you sit there.
No, thank you, but I didn't want to interrupt, so...
Yeah, so Banya, it would be accurate to say then that basically your real life job is taming animals.
Yeah.
Kind of close to that, yeah. I get to work closely with them. It's pretty awesome.
So I was not a fan of rhinos, and Banya changed my mind entirely after talking to me about it. I was not a fan of rhinos in game. That they were very annoying to me, but yeah, she works with them IRL, and it was very interesting.
Well, thank God they changed the stomping.
You should check out BRK's, you know, Burning Crusade or Wrath beta video for rhinos. And at one point in time, they were like the best pet ever.
Oh, yeah. I love the bowling for rhinos. That was an awesome video.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I got an RIAA injunction letter because of that one.
You did?
Yeah. Chumbawamba was not happy.
Oh, my God.
Chumbawamba.
Yeah. That's unbelievable. Yeah, that's unbelievable.
They actually deleted the sound out of it for like 3 years. But it's up right now. You can listen to the thing on there. It's there.
I just love the fact that BRK was at one point on Chumbawamba's radar.
Yeah.
No, the RIAA. they brought the band hammer down on me. I'm like, all right.
This is great. Well, what was that story? You told us a story about Ghostcrawler like keeping the feds off you or something. What was that?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, you just brought a guest on and you completely ignore it for me. I see how it goes. Wow, that
for a second,
fast.
I'm racking my brains like, oh, God, what story do I have?
No, that was back when, real quick, when Burning Crusade was coming out, they had the Friends and Family Alpha. And I got a copy of it, and it came with a 40-page non-disclosure agreement. And I emailed Ghostcrawler, and I said, well, you know what I do, right? You know, I write for WoW Insider, and I have my own blog. And he goes, I know who you are, I know what you do, you won't hear from me again. And so I did the videos, and I did the writing, and people went apoplectic about, he's violating the NDA, and they started writing about it.
The moral of the story is BRK was a made man in the WoW Mafia.
They wrote about it on Blizzard's forums, and they screamed about it, and a blue came on the Blizzard forums and wrote, he's BRK, move along.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Nothing to see here, folks. Yeah. Move along. Yeah, you were a made man. That was hilarious to me. I had no idea about that, and learning about that was incredible.
Respect your more experienced people.
And Michelle's been drinking again.
Maybe older than you might, maybe.
Michelle, I've been playing the drinking game, but I've also just sort of been drinking, so I'm kind of there with you at this point. But
well, that's good, because it's only 2 o'clock here.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's almost 4 here.
I wisely went into training a couple weeks ago to get my tolerances in shape for this show.
Good for you.
So I'm ready.
Good for you. I haven't touched a drink in the last week. I'm in some trouble here. Let's continue with the comments. Eurynomy wrote, it's sad to be losing my favorite podcast, despite understanding the reasons behind it. Just want to get in an early thank you to all of you guys for all you've done over the years. My socks have been totally rocked off. Much love, but not in a feral druidy way. And happy hunting. I think that's a drink for the feral druid joke.
I think it is. Feral druids. I wonder if is that your Eurymene? I always pronounce that Eurynome.
I thought it was Eurynome too. But hey, either way, we, you know, wouldn't be the first name we mispronounced.
Fair enough.
Or
oh my
the
God.
Last.
So, yeah.
Well, Will might be the last. But.
So one of the things that's like totally on my to-do list, and it's like on my to-do list in like these, okay, the longer you wait to do this, the less likely it's just going to happen, is to go down to Florida and be like, hey, Banya, you should bring me in the secret backdoor tour of awesomeness.
Hey, man. Like, come on down, meet a rhino.
Yeah.
I know, this is what I want to do. And I'm like, oh, and my girlfriend, you know, keeps talking about going to Florida because her cousin's down there. And I could be like, yeah, we could do that. And I could, like, you know, call up Banya and be like, dude, let's make that happen. Except I'm like, you know, I know the longer this is, eventually it's going to be like 15 years from now, and I'm going to like internet stalk Banya to find her. watching and be like, who is this? Who is that? What frost time?
Frost, guys, I love you guys. You're always welcome.
I'm not going to forget you guys. We're going to... Yeah. If I ask a favor of someone in 15 years, it will be awkward. But, like, I'll remember... Everyone will remember who we are, I hope.
So I'm the only one looking for another podcast of Bogart, huh?
Yeah, apparently. Rustifer writes, at the end of WoW podcast, the end of a WoW podcasting institute.
I think I need to start reading these from you because, yeah, you've had too much to drink.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to keep us on task, Frost. Okay. Mm-hmm. At the very least,
I'm trying to see some rhinos. At the very least,
Rustifer writes, I can say that Frostheim taught me the correct usage of a semicolon, truly something I will carry with me my entire life, even if it makes me look like a smug jerk.
Well, I mean, it's worth noting that's not the only correct use of a semicolon.
Yeah.
It's just one of the most frequently misused.
Yeah, that was the email that I alluded to earlier that we got.
Yeah, Michelle?
You just said semicolon, isn't that when we drink?
No, it's only if I say two other words following it.
Right.
Yeah, you've said like 70 other words following.
I'm with Michelle here. Drink.
Okay, fine. I'm gonna drink. A drink.
For anyone who isn't taking part in the drinking game, we apologize profusely because this is going to get sloppier by the minute.
Yeah, we're just barely on the far side of the tipping point in degradation of drunkenness.
It's almost time to talk about the Tier 17 helm.
What the hell is this joke? I don't know what it is.
I vaguely remember something about like wearing Sylvanas.
Wow, you
like
don't even remember.
How could you not remember?
Somebody explain this. I don't understand this at all. Somebody explain this.
No. Don't explain this.
No.
Something
you have to hear. You can't be re-explained. You must experience it yourself. BRK.
Fine. What show was it on?
100th episode.
100.
Okay.
T-minus 12 minutes. Go to the end, then back up 12 minutes.
Okay.
You won't be the same person.
Okay, so to get us back on track, Arth.
I carry that podcast episode on my iPhone and I play it to people. I do. I've played it at work.
I've played it
for a full bird colonel in the Marine Corps.
I should make that my ringtone. So Nick Kelthor says, my name is Nick. I'm a soldier in the British Army playing Kelthor at Azure Mist on EU. I could not let you leave WHU without saying thank you. I started WoW in 3.1 and made many friends through it. The time and effort of you and Frostheim and people like you has made my time here awesome, and I would like to wish you the best for whatever you do next.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for the email. We appreciate it, and along with all the other well wishes. So,
Flint, a former podcast guest. Notice how skilled I am at reading these, even deep in thralls of inebriation.
Yeah, and after what, several months of retirement too.
Indeed,
I'm just picking it right up. So Flint, a former podcast guest, says, if not for WHU Frostheim, Arth, and the WHU Guild, I would have had a pretty short time in WoW. That's a dwarf joke. I never would have done some of the amazing things I have done in-game or played with the players I did. I would have missed out on so much of WoW. I take my helm off and offer my dwarven salute as I lift a dark brew to Frostheim, Arth, and the rest. Thank you for not only opening my eyes to what a hunter should be, but for helping me be the best damn hunter I could ever be. I've had some great times and will miss WHU and the HPP.
Yeah, absolutely. Flint's a former... he was at a couple of the barbecues. That's where I got to know him. He was in on most of the runs for the All-Hunter raiding. He and I have talked frequently. He joined me as a co-host back in November on one of the weeks that Dark Brew was out. So it was me, him, and Ali. I think it was one of about three or four shows that didn't have... So I was looking through and thinking, every show's had Euripides or Dark Brew on it, except for like Frostheim... hosted one himself with Ollie as the moderator. And then there was two in November where Dark Brew was gone, and it was and it was me and some others. So Michelle was on one of them, Dealhem, and Flint was a co-host on that one as well. So our real great guy. I know he's listening in today as well. So, you know, thanks for everything you've done, Flint, and take care.
And speaking of everything Flint has done, there is one thing that you seem to have missed on, which is that he mentioned Dark Brew Lager, which is a drink.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
So Wartooth asks, is the WHU Facebook group going away? This is a good question for Arth, who recently made it a closed group.
Yeah,
what does that mean? I don't know.
The answer is no. The Facebook group is not going away. What I learned the other day was that it was open to the public. So a friend of mine who I hadn't talked to in a few years sent me a message, and he was like, hey, I see you're leaving WoW. And I was like, what are you talking about? I've never said this to anyone that I know in real life. This has been a WHU thing. And he said, I saw that post, and I checked the WHU privacy settings, and it was set so that, like, if you posted to it, your friends would see it. So that was a revelation to me. So now it is a closed group, which means people can see that you're in it, but they can't see posts in it unless they're a member of the group. But the Facebook group isn't going away. It's actually a real active group that talks about various things as they come out. There's about 600 or 700 people in it currently. I don't imagine I don't imagine it'll go away anytime soon.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's gotten to be pretty big. So that's not going anywhere, just like the WHO Guild isn't going anywhere. So, you don't need to worry about the Facebook group. It's going to continue to go strong, and we can continue to pull people into it as we want.
I have a question. I have a question. I'm still, my mind is still a little in other places. So, Banya, here's what I want to know. I want to know that if I was a dwarven hunter in real life, what would be the deadliest pet that I could have?
Ooh. No, great question.
I know.
Tiger. Well, yeah, I mean, pretty much most of the carnivores are going to be a pretty good choice since they're already hunters themselves. So the big cats, a bear would also be good.
Okay.
So a bear would definitely fit right in with the whole dwarf
thing. About like a honey badger?
Yeah!
They're pretty mean. They could be right up there with
We can't tame honey badgers, though, so that doesn't count.
Okay, I'm talking about real life.
We
here,
have been
okay.
asking for like a honey badger in-game, though, for quite some time.
We have.
For the last 5 years, we've kind of tossed that one
They're
out.
They're lazy fucks. They're not going to do anything.
They're vicious, though. They're like the meanest animals on the planet, as far as I recall.
Frost, the answer to your question is very apparent. The answer is the spore bat.
We could genetically create those, man.
Okay.
Take over the world.
So you're basically saying a bear?
A bear would be good.
A carnivore of any kind.
I'm trying to think of what's really ill-tempered. A zebra? They're pretty mean.
Really?
Yeah.
No, we talked about zebras on the show when you were on a couple months ago. Yeah. And, like, the takeaway that I took from it was like all animals hate us. They really don't want us around. It's just we like them because, you know, we're distanced from them. But yeah, zebras were one of the ones you mentioned as being really ornery.
A chimp, if you could tame.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
a chimp, really? A chimp is going to be a more deadly pet than
chimps
like
are mean.
It'll tear your arms off and then beat you with them.
He's a chimp. I'll boot him like a football. Between the goalposts.
Someone in the chat room just wrote something that I thought as soon as he jumped into our hangout here, and he said, that Mercer image, though, oh my.
That's Crypto. That's Crypto. Works at Blizzard.
That is an appropriately intimidating image, dude. I approve.
Good, thank you. That's my snake oil salesman.
I saw someone put hippo in the chat room. That would also work. They kill more people
really
in Africa
mean.
Than others. So
yeah.
Wait, what? These animals, are they even tameable? Because I was actually watching a YouTube video a couple of days ago where a guy has actually a pet tiger, like in his house in the lawn and stuff, and it's actually like
oh sure, tame. Who doesn't?
Some people can. A lot of times that doesn't end well. I don't recommend it. It's not impossible, but you just never know, and if they decide to have a bad day, you're gonna have a bad day.
Yeah, like in the video the guy actually pulls out a tooth out of the tiger, like a baby tooth or something, and then the tiger has his hand in his mouth, like ready to eat it. I'm like, wow, how do you even do that?
I mean not animals are mean all the time, so sometimes you get lucky or, you know you get to read behavior on an animal, but they can change so quick. I don't recommend.
Do not try this.
Don't try this at home. Okay, but see, now I'm getting now I'm feeling like Vanya, you're being a little wishy-washy because you just like keep heaping them on. I want to know like what is the most deadly pet that I can tame in real life, to become a real life dwarven hunter. And you just listed too many now. Now you're like, yeah, kind of anything. They all hate people. like what's top of the pack? Like for like ripping people apart and taking down tanks.
No actual tanks, because we're gonna have to go with elephant barracks. That's the only thing that's really got the strength to do that.
Okay, fair enough. Well, let's just say that I just wanted to stalk and kill Euripides.
A tiger.
Tiger.
I go with tiger. They're slightly larger than lions. Yeah.
No, but
how about a swarm of bees?
But see, that's not an animal. That's like a whole hive. Now, what about, though, let me ask you this. What about cruelty factor? Because I heard that if I tame a honey badger and stick it at Euripides, it might just, like, rip his balls out and let him, like, bleed to death.
Well, I guess it depends on the kind of death you want to cause the other person.
The problem with taming a honey badger is as soon as you summon it, it'll attack you and crap up your horse and then walk away.
This is true.
No, not if you're near somebody who runs slower than you.
Ah, valid point.
And I'm betting I can outrun Euripides. That's my whole strategy.
Actually, ladies and gentlemen, I unfortunately have a flight I have to get to this afternoon and have to finish packing, so I have to take my leave.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on our final episode. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to hearing you in Warlords of Draenor, or not hearing you in Warlords of Draenor, yes, one or the other.
No, thank you guys very much for having me. It's been an absolute blast, and to all you hunters out there,
let the hunt begin!
Oh, my God. Awesome. All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you so much.
Guys.
Cheers.
Yeah,
cheers,
take care.
Indeed. Take care, folks.
Bye, guys.
With him leaving, I am going to go as well.
Oh,
I got dinner I got to make. I got family I got to feed. And I'm not getting paid for this, so screw you.
No, you're not. Well, BRK, it's been our pleasure to have you on this show. I mean, obviously, you're the inspiration for all of us. You're the one that kind of said, hey, being a hunter is fun and enjoyable. And it's not only fun to play a hunter, but it's fun to talk about hunters. It's fun to write about hunters. And everything about being a hunter is the best thing you could possibly do in the World of Warcraft. And we owe all of that to you.
Well, you're very welcome. You did a tremendous job with my little startup. You should all be very, very proud of yourselves. And I'll let you guys close out your show and have a great time.
Hey. All right. Thanks,
you're
BRK.
Bye-bye, sweetie. Bye. Poor thing.
Okay. All right, so we got Synth Paradox back because we were at the maximum for our chat room for a little while, but he's back in as well now.
All right, so getting back to the Q&A, we have Brimidane asks, must ask once for the record, hardest/favorite tame of each host from the World of Warcraft, from the Warcraft career, please.
That's a tough one for me, but go ahead. I'll let you guys answer while I think about this.
Mine's easy enough because I haven't done so. I did some of the taming challenges, but like all the spirit beasts, I just sort of lucked into them. It was like, oh look, there's a spirit beast there. I'm gonna tame it. Like I wasn't out looking for them. I just sort of lucked into two or three of them. So yeah, I'm struggling to find one. My biggest challenge is one that I've never actually gotten. I have gone looking for King Crush on several occasions because that is the one dinosaur skin that I wanted to get and had absolutely no luck. So that's the one that has eluded me.
Oh God, he's the big nasty head dinosaur from Ngoro Crater, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Oh
my God, I spent so much time running from King Crush.
Are you kidding me? You were staring him in the face and didn't
back
him?
Back in vanilla, I used
no,
to...
No, no, no.
I
King Crush is the one from Sholazar Basin. He's the green.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I got the two mixed up. Yeah, I got the two mixed up. He's the bright green dinosaur from Sholazar. Yeah.
I think he's like the number one or two hardest beast to tame. And the problem with King Crush is this: everybody wants to kill him, and everybody kills him. And he's big, and he's easy to spot, and he spawns in very public places.
Yep.
Sholazar Basin. Yeah. In fact, I was on there with one of my many hunters, and I happened to run into him, and I was in the middle of taming him, and someone came and just two-shot him.
Yeah.
So I would say King Crush is just one of those that's going to be, I think, is a tough one to get.
So it's a tough tame for social reasons.
Yes, because hunters don't really care about him all that much. There's probably, you know, he's probably not the most sought after, but everybody likes to kill him because no one cares about King Crush. I'm going to say maybe Loquanahawk is probably the toughest one, only because I'm trying to get him on one of my new hunters, and it's proving to be a little bit difficult. And everybody and their brother, every hunter seems to want to get this pet, even after 6 years of it being in the game. It seems to be the most sought after pet in the game, and all the spawn points are camped 24/7, it seems like. So I'd say Loquanahawk is probably going to be your hardest, and then I would follow that up with Arcturus, because he has one and only one spawn point, so you'll always find at least one or two hunters just standing there waiting for him to spawn.
For me, it was the White Lion and Barons, just because the Horde was being a dick that day.
That day?
Yeah. I don't do as much like hardcore taming as you guys, but just, oh, so painful. I really wanted to like PvP, but I didn't know how.
I don't really have any hard tames. I never had a difficult time finding or taming anything I went after, and I never collected pets, so.
Yeah, like Arth, I mean, most of them, at least with Darkbrew, I just kind of lucked into many of them where I just kind of said, hey, I'm going to go find this one, and got very lucky, and they were there. Deathalak is probably one of the harder ones to tame, at least solo. I haven't tried that one.
I actually saw a hunter taming Deathalak last week, and I was I'd never seen this spider before. I was so impressed. I really wanted to just, like, gank him. It was so pretty.
Yeah. I mean, Deathalak is great because he's the only spider of that color. There are other spiders in that vein that have taming challenges, but they all have, like, counterparts, like ones that you can just walk up and tame that it kind of takes a little bit of the impressiveness out of them. In other words, there's no way to know that someone tamed, like, say, you know, Kyrix, whatever, the green spider, versus just finding a alternate green skin spider and taming that. You know, there's no way to know that they worked hard for it or not, which is what I didn't like about this. But Deathalak is unique in terms of its skin.
That's the reason I really love Loquanahawk.
I kind of had a tough time with Karkin. He's the metallic gem crab over in the molten plants because of where he's positioned.
Right.
He had this weird positioning where it was, and I don't know what the hell was going on. Every single time he would just kill me. I don't know how he was one-shotting me, but it was one night he just kept killing me over and over. It was a nightmare, and I don't know what the fuck I did. Anyway, I got him. He's mine now, so he's my bitch.
Yeah, that's the one where you got it. He's got that one powerful. At level 90, it's not too bad now.
He was not.
At level 85, he was going to kick your ass. Yeah, there's no question.
He did. So, okay, it wasn't just me? Okay, good. Because no. I was like, I'm going to say this one, and they're going to all be like, whatever, that was really easy. But, dude, he kicked my ass a couple times. I'm renaming him.
The trick to him was to interrupt his whatever fireball ability that he cast, and then that gave you a fighting chance.
Yeah, and the way his interrupts went, like if you didn't do it at the right time, you're fucked. I had my boyfriend who plays a druid. I tamed him to make him heal me during it.
So that I could finally get him. I was about to boo you for him playing Druid, but then you said you tamed him and had him heal you, so I was like, oh, that's acceptable.
Oh, yeah, he's tamed. He's my main tank in my guild, so.
That's awesome. And, of course, you know, he heals hunter pets first, because that's the biggest priority.
Yeah, and as people are pointing out in the chat, don't forget, you can cast Deterrence and tame beast at the same time, so it's a very, very useful thing to do. Yeah.
Okay, well, that concludes part 3 of the Hunting Party Podcast episode 200 finale. Stay tuned and be sure and download part 4, the final hour of the Hunting Party Podcast. Thanks for listening.
This is Ghostcrawler. You're listening to the Hunting Party Podcast, and I gem for strength.